Excellent.
There you go.
There it is. Great. How is everybody? Did y'all have a nice break?
Yeah, actually I had a break for the first time. Like, break. I didn't even answer my email. Well,
it's really new.
From students.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, how was your trip?
Exhausting. It's always exhausting going home. It's just so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So since my husband and I live alone, it's always a bit of a shock going back to 20-something people being around you always. So
yeah.
I was happy to be home, but then I leave again on Wednesday. So
oh, that's right.
Time.
Exciting.
Yeah, should be. So.
So roles, I organize. I was the organizer this time.
Okay.
I'm the moderator. This is Jennifer.
Okay.
So should we start with, I know that I posted something last night on Blackboard, and Georgette did as well at some point, and we put those on the same conference call that Aisha and Nirazzo had previously posted theirs. I printed those out, so I have those in front of me. I don't know if we would just want to refer to those, if we want to start the discussion there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I actually put them into one document, and I'm starting to – I think I had volunteered in the past, and it's fine if this changes, but I had volunteered to knit it together, so I started working on trying to get the tone, you know, consistent throughout the four pieces. So that's something I should plan to have done by the middle of next week.
So do you have that? Do you have all of them in one document right now, Georgette?
Yes, I do.
Would you mind just emailing that out?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Just because my internet is very, very slow, so I don't want to go into Blackboard and have to click, click, click.
I did notice that there's definitely some overlap in what we had written, and it was interesting to see how we even took the same articles and looked at them just a little differently. And I think that I don't know how much of that we need to take out or leave in. But Aisha, you had mentioned before about Google Docs. Are we going to stay in Blackboard? Is that what Georgette's going to be doing, or should we go to Google Docs?
Well, I mean, I don't know a lot about the new Blackboard, the 9.2 that Georgette and they use, so I tend to use Google Docs only because we can all edit, but I'm not even sure if we're doing an editing session now, or I'm not sure. But has anybody else used Google Docs?
I have not.
I have, but very, very on the surface. I don't have a lot of experience with it, but it's a good thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to edit? We should all be able to edit the document that's within Blackboard, correct?
Right, but I think you have to continue posting and posting, whereas Google Doc is an automatic, immediate.
So when you do Google,
see other people making edits or whatever it may be.
Yep, you can all have it open at the same time and be working on it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Can you set that up for us, Aisha?
I'll do that. Okay.
Oh, wait, you're getting ready to go on a trip, so that's not
really slow today for some reason. Let's see.
Yeah, I think you would be the wrong person to do it because you're going out of the country.
Okay.
I guess I could figure it out. Why don't I do that? I'll just place it on Google Docs and send you guys the link.
Yeah, I don't, you know, me being out of the country doesn't really matter because it's, you know, Gmail is, Google is everywhere, so, well, I guess maybe not in China, but for the most part, everywhere.
Okay.
So I just got the document from you, Georgia. Thanks for sending that. Let's see.
Yes, I just sent it out.
Mm-hmm. So, Jennifer, what is the strategy you're suggesting?
Well, I don't know if I had one, but, I was thinking if we have it all in one document, that's a start. I just noticed that there was some overlap, and that it was not necessarily the same. For example, I had common errors, and when they were mentioned in a couple of different areas, we may have mentioned just a little something different about maybe the same article. So though it's overlap, I think it's nice to see both parts of that in there. I don't know, does someone have a suggestion as far as our editing or...
Well, I mean, based on the concept map that Georgette had done, I mean, some of, you know, like for the intro, you will have some sort of overlap with some of the other things that come. And like my section especially, if you remember, I was concerned because my section was the introduction before the arms broke out. Can I interrupt? Okay, no. Do you guys have Gmail accounts?
No.
If not, I'll just use your regular account. I'm trying to set up the documents while we're working here.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Were you talking about the Gmail? Talking about Gmail?
Yeah, I'm just asking if you have Gmail account. If not, that's fine.
Oh, I have a Gmail account, too.
Okay. Does everyone have a Gmail account? Or?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I'll try to see what I can do. Sorry, Jennifer, I'm interrupting.
No, not at all. As far as order, I don't have my computer in front of me. Was it Georgette's section first, and then
Aisha?
Aisha.
The way I put it, my understanding was it was my piece was the most general. Then we moved into Aisha's. Uh-huh. And Yarasso's, and then finally Jennifer's.
But I think the way that the concept map was that there were the different arms were kind of on the same length. Do you remember?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have that in front of me, yeah.
Oh, actually, I have it here. Statistical reasoning, and then the reasoning about p-values, and then the common errors, assessment and measurement, and the pedagogy were parallel.
So do I have the order correct, or should I move?
I think that Aisha's worked very nicely into, you know, her last statement was the next sections provide a comprehensive, survey of the literature related to the three items listed above, and then she has common errors, assessment, measurement, and then pedagogy. So the common errors would go after.
Oh, okay, good. That's how it is.
Okay, I've sent, if you guys can check, can you guys check your email to see if you can, I sent you an email with the link, so hopefully you can get to see the document. Would you guys mind trying that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I sent it to the email that I had.
Okay.
So you should just be able to click on it, and then we'll all see the same document if it works well, if it works correctly.
Ah, got it.
Woo. See if you can get in, though. Like, make sure the link works, because sometimes it doesn't really work.
I
don't set it up
have
right.
Gmail, so that might be why I got in so easily.
It shouldn't matter if you have Gmail or not, I think.
Oh, I thought you had to have it Gmail. Okay, great.
Did the rest of you, are you still logging in?
Yeah.
Still getting there.
And I've got it.
Okay. I have to tell you, I really fought this when my department first said, let's do Google Docs. I was like, what is wrong with you? But it's really great if you can get it to work.
It's a good idea. My students use it all the time. So.
Really?
Yeah, for projects. Helpful for them.
So I see Bob and Georgette are viewing it says. So.
Oh. Take a while.
Okay.
It says already exists, but I don't remember.
If you click on it, it should open in like whatever your window is, if it's Explorer or Firefox or whatever.
Hold on a second, please. Maggie, no.
That's usually my house where you can hear the dog.
Quiet.
You guys can go on, Mom. Go ahead. I'm just taking a minute to get into this.
So, Georgia, you said you were going to move a section.
Can you say it a little bit louder? I'm sorry.
Sorry. You said you were going to move a section. Let's see. Or my section up? Oh, no, the common errors around. Okay.
Right. So common error follows yours.
Did you remove the maybe we should put in some headings so that, you know, it's subsections so we can have, because common errors, pedagogy, and whatever the last section, this other section is.
Okay, why don't I do that right now?
Yeah, so it's not one long just page of text. I think if we can just use the headings from the concept map.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that? No.
So fiscal reasoning, reasoning about p-values.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, here we go. Come on. What was your section yet also? I don't have the, I actually don't, can't
pedagogy.
Find the map in front. Pedagogy? Okay.
Huh?
And what was Jennifer's errors in thinking?
Common errors,
common
I think.
Errors.
Common errors.
Actually, Georgette, if you look at the last, if you look right above where you're typing, those are the three sections, A, B, and C.
Oh, there it is. Okay, thank you. And then assessment measurement.
I don't know if they're in order or not, but based on how you, you know, put them in, I'm not sure.
So, where's assessment measurement? Can we do that?
Who was responsible for assessment measurement?
I think that was going to be collective, all of us. I think that was the one that we...
Oh, the intro was going to be collective, all of us. Okay.
I can't
keep
getting to that.
Hmm. Okay, so put some headings in.
We did this, what, well, I can't really get into Blackboard.
I'll just go into what Georgette sent us, and I'll use that, and I'll check on that later.
I think maybe if you just get a Gmail account that you shouldn't have any problem.
I mean, I've gone through without, well, I don't know. Narazu, are you able to get in?
No, I'm having a hard time getting in.
Oh.
Well, we don't need to take, we'll figure that out after, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to add the assessment measurement here after common error, right?
I'm wondering if the order to that makes sense. I know right now we have them as parallel, but if we think about it, should the assessment and measurement be at the end? Pedagogy first? Because you want to, I don't know. Thinking out loud.
Well, how do we know that they're making a mistake first, and then what do we suggest that they do next to... teach them, you know, how to reason effectively. What do we want to include in assessment measurement? We want to do the RPAS. What's the other one? Chaos.
Oh, I'm in.
Bob, the chapter you sent us, what year was that from?
Oh, was that chapter 13?
Mm-hmm.
And did I give you the name of the book and such?
I don't recall getting the name of the book. And the piece that I have is just the chapter.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that somewhere.
So let me make sure I'm telling you the right thing.
Okay.
Or let's make sure I got I know which chapter we're talking about.
Yeah, it was the Garfield Benzvie book.
Oh, it was from the Garfield Benzvie book.
So.
No, wasn't.
Was this about reason? Is this reasoning about sampling distributions?
Okay. Now I've been reading too much.
So there was a chapter by Beth Chance, myself, and Joan Garfield.
Right. That
I think I sent you, and that was on reasoning about, the title of that chapter is reasoning about sampling distributions.
And I had one chapter that I used, I quoted from, or, you know, paraphrased, was just you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just me.
Yeah.
Was that on mathematical
yes.
thinking versus,
yes.
Okay. So that's from the same book, and that is chapter 4. Okay, so both of those two chapters, the one that's chapter 4 and the one that's chapter 13,
okay.
are from 2004, that's what I thought. So it's a 2004 publication.
Thank you.
And do you guys need the full reference to those things?
I thought we had it in the reference list.
We've got it that somewhere, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have two lists, I think. We have a list that Joan put together of what everybody read in a cluster,
mm-hmm.
and then we have our own numbered list that we were going to refer to. Georgette, are you saying it's not in that list, or are you just not able to?
No, I just didn't have it handy.
Yeah,
I wanted to make the correction what was in my mind at the moment.
I don't see it in the list, so it might be...
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was... getting it from you, Bob, is to have it handy.
Okay. I'll keep listening, but I might miss things you're saying, but I'm going to send that to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, I just found the minutes, the original minutes. So, Georgette, you were doing the stats reasoning. I did the reasoning about p-values. Jennifer, the common errors, now add to the pedagogy. And we were all going to do assessment measurement.
Okay.
So those were the sections. So I guess we have to all get in on the assessment measurement section.
Well, then, why don't we set a deadline, maybe? Or just, we can all work on this document, right?
Okay.
I
have a question in terms of what our goals are, because it's been a while since I've really thought about what we were doing. It's out of my head, but is the first priority this semester to write the review? Because we collected data, we did interviews, and we haven't really talked about what we're doing with that. What is our first priority right now?
I think as of our last conversation, today we were going to spend the time on the literature review, and then because there was a lot of data to be gathered and Georgette was not going to do her interviews yet, and maybe Nirodzo as well, we were going to wait till February to talk about the data.
New data? Yeah, I'm planning to do the interviews very soon, as soon as School of Cards, I still have their attention from last semester. And then I'll be ready to start working on that after that. So it'll be in January. So, yeah, February.
And we also talked about our... you know, a little bit down the road for May for the U.S. COTS, did we want to do a poster session? We were going to ask Bob about that as far as what our required roles would be at U.S. COTS and also what we want to do as a group, because I just saw that there's a February 1st deadline if we're going to do a poster session.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, what is the requirement for the groups?
What's the requirement for the groups?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. I'd have to go look at that. We I think, are hoping that you will make a presentation at USCOTS.
So would we have to apply for that, though? Because it's not, you mean, not the posters and beyond, like an actual presentation?
No. I'm talking about posters and beyond. There are no, I guess there's only invited presentations or certain, you know, it's, Deb Rumsey already has the breakout sessions laid out.
Okay.
So for people to present something else, it's going to be a poster.
Right.
But the poster sessions, I don't know if you guys remember, but they're very interactive. You're,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and,
you
have to apply for it.
You
yeah,
do have to apply
have
for
to
it.
We have to send in our abstract by the 1st of February.
That's
well,
correct.
I was just thinking, since we are actually, you know, part of the RAD group, if there was a requirement that we present, that it would be somewhat trivial to actually go through the poster session if we're going to have to present anyway, the poster application. But do you know what I mean? Since it's a requirement for the group,
so you're not going
to present.
Yeah, you're not going to be making a presentation in a session.
Right, I know. I mean, for the posters and beyond.
I think we still have to because we are part of the RAB thing, I don't think if we have a lousy poster, they're just going to do it just because.
Okay, so we need to work on that then. If there's a February 1 deadline and.
Yeah. We have a February 1st deadline so they can give us feedback of whether we, you know, they accept it or not. And we can also, at the very latest, have it in by the 1st of April, but then we won't know, you know, they won't be able to give us feedback or something like that. I'm going to go there and see what they say about that.
So if we just need an abstract, that should be pretty easy to put together.
Yeah, we just need to know what we want to talk about.
Okay. I can write it if we can decide on what we want to talk about.
Yeah. You know, you should look at what you guys put together for the JSM talk.
Okay. Those slides are posted on Blackboard.
Right.
But I think just didn't you guys submit a little bit of an abstract?
Mm-hmm. Aisha actually had done that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that you'll probably be presenting something similar or whatever you wrote there will be somewhat relevant.
Yeah, that'll be a starting point. And if we add anything to it, but I don't think it would be that much different as far as the abstract goes.
Yeah, I think you're going to have new data that you're going to be summarizing. That's probably the big difference.
Okay. Why don't I revise? Do you want to do it, or could I just revise what you wrote and just add that we have new data?
It doesn't. It's up to you. If it is that we are, you know, if everybody can take a look at it, I don't mind submitting it. It really doesn't matter because I'll just be doing it before I leave, though.
Right. I don't mind doing it. I have a free schedule right now. So,
but I mean, based on what I'm reading, what the abstract actually said, it's pretty much still the same thing that we're doing.
Yeah. And I don't know that the abstract, Aisha, is posted there. That was your own personal abstract that you had sent into JSM?
Yes, remember, I did send you guys copies of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's on Blackboard. That was my question.
Could you send it out again?
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
give me one sec. My internet is very slow.
So Bob mentioned that we might want to add that we have new data in terms of updating the abstract.
But, you know, just to say, people won't know that necessarily.
Right.
That you had earlier data and now this is new data.
Oh, okay.
But you might want to say, or if you want to say something about the data, that it was collected, you know, when. You know, was it collected fall 2010 and spring 2011, or it's just going to be the data from spring 2011, you know, you can consider whether or not that would be informative or not.
What do you guys think about just submitting the abstract as is? Or should we add the 2 dates we collected data?
I don't really think we need to put the dates because, you know, that's what we'll talk about.
Right.
Okay. Great. Then we have our, I guess, then we have our extract.
Well, I'll go check the word. So, Georgia, do you want to submit it? Do you want me to submit it? What do you want?
He's happy to take care of it. That's okay with everyone. I can go ahead and do it and submit the abstract.
That's fine.
Okay. I'll put that on my task list. Okay, and I'll do it next week. What about JSM this year? Do we want to do anything with JSM this year? Or a little ambitious or what?
I won't be going to JSM this year.
JSM this year because I'll be out of funds. It's actually
yeah.
a lucky thing that U.S. cuts is in Raleigh, so I can drive in.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But I mean, we will be working on the paper to submit to somewhere, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe as we work on it, we might. Do we know any deadlines for JSM? Or do we still have time to kind of see how far we get? And then we can decide at that point if we want to, we have something to present there.
You know, the JSM deadlines are pretty soon.
Oh.
No, maybe not. Maybe sometime in May.
Oh, okay.
I think it's May. Oh, and it's in Miami Beach. Oh, fun. May 1st to May 28th is the, hold on, that's registration.
Are you talking about JSM?
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up.
It's going
to
be in August.
No, the submitting.
Oh, to submit things.
Oh, it's in March 15th to April 19th.
Okay.
The abstract is...
February 1st, I think.
It closes February 1st.
I'm seeing a whole bunch of different dates on here. Okay.
Should I submit abstracts to both?
Well, I will not be able to go, so maybe if one of you think that you will have funds to go, then I think that would be great.
I definitely will not have funds to go. So.
I'm always out of funds, but I'm nice.
Sorry, say it again. Anna, so what did you say? Yeah, so would you mind repeating that? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said I'm also out of funds, but I think I can talk to my dean as long as when I'm out of funds, as long as I'm presenting something, they usually try to work something out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I might be able to work something out for this one.
I guess for me personally, I would like to do something when the work is more complete, and I'm not sure how complete of a work we will have.
Okay.
Yeah.
By August, you know what I mean? I would prefer for us to have a completed paper, have some submission in, and then when we really know what we're talking about, go to JSM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we have concrete, you know, numbers and I don't know.
I agree.
Okay.
I feel like what we presented last year at JSM was this is our launching point and this is what we've done so far in the first year, and we just kind of are getting our feet underneath ourselves and we still haven't quite, I think we'd be rushing it.
Right.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Okay, so we have the abstract. Georgette, you're going to be sending that in for the U.S. COTS,
mm-hmm.
and that's May 19th, 2021, I believe.
Bob, can I ask something about U.S. COTS? Oh, maybe you guys will be sending us an email, but what days do we absolutely have to be there?
Hmm.
Like, on what days would the research group be meeting, et cetera?
You know, that's a question for Joan.
Okay.
I don't know what we've got set up for the research group meeting.
Okay.
Because usually what it is if we're going to start another round, it's we're doing, you know, sessions with us, with the people who potentially are going to be in the new research clusters. And I don't think we're doing that. I don't think we're starting up another round.
Oh.
And then you guys, we would just be, if we did that, we'd just be asking you to come and have, you know, if people want to ask you questions and so on. You know, you're kind of like graduates of the program in a sense. And I think we did that with you guys 2 years ago or a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had the previous ones come in.
Just came in to kind of share their experience.
Yeah, yeah. So I think your only obligations would be to be there when the poster is presented.
Okay.
Be that Friday or Saturday, but probably Friday. And then there's the banquet dinner on Friday night usually, and yeah.
Okay. Great.
What we do is we do honor everybody in the research clusters at the banquet. But you don't have to be there for that, but that is where we will have your name stated.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Rabdu, did you get it onto the document?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good, because I can see you.
Took a while, but eventually.
Okay. So back to the document. Are we changing the order? So assessment measures is first, then common errors, and then pedagogy? Since we use the assessment to find the errors, then based on the errors, we try to change pedagogy? No?
That makes sense to me.
I'll just scoot it up. Oh, no, you can drag, can't you?
We might want to think of what led us from one point to the next. That would make it flow a little bit better as we read our as we read the literature. So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I started working on transitions, but I didn't get very far. That's definitely one thing we need to do. And then I don't know how well I've done it before. I mean, the voice, the issue of the style, and some more. So it sounds like one person was
right.
The other.
Yeah, I think that might even just be at the very end once we.
Yeah.
I know for what I wrote, I have like stars next to things because I wanted to check page numbers and dates, and I even put a note in mine that said, you know, I want to use these two documents, but I can't find the original documents. They were quoted within Batanero, but I wanted to go back to the original documents, which we didn't read, but I wanted to find them. So I think there's going to be a lot of touch-up at the end anyway, but if we can just get the general flow.
This is a really cool tool. I can see Aisha changing things. It flagged to me when somebody else changes something. That's pretty handy.
Well, I think, you know, to begin with, we can all read the entire document and try getting cleaning up our sections first. And, I mean, for instance, my section has a transitional statement, but not if we know what the order is. Perhaps we can each try to have transitional statements into the other section. Because I feel like editing is the very last thing we should do. At least I feel like editing and finding common voice, et cetera, is something at the end, closer to the end than at the very beginning. I think we still need to get most of our thoughts down.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
And that's what I was trying to do, too. I was trying to put everything that I had kind of brought together there, and I knew some of it would probably have to come out or maybe even have to add on. And I even put at the end of mine, where do we go from here? And I didn't, again, thinking, I don't think this is the place for it, but I put that there anyway.
Well, I guess based on the fact that pedagogy is next, it could be here as some of the things that authors have already, you know what I mean? One way of getting to these errors is potentially through the teaching approach. You know, in the next section, we will explore findings. Do you know what I mean? Something like that. Because this is just a literature review that we're doing, as far as I understand. there will be a separate paper for the actual results, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this, and it looks like some of the you know, the part that I had done is really coming under, I see it here, under common errors. I mean, that whole section.
What section did you do, pedagogy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I reviewed what had been suggested as good pedagogy for teaching this thing.
And, you know, Narasa, that was different than what I had done as well. So, I mean, some of it is the similar article. So if we wanted to move that into the common errors section, in addition to what's there, and let's not delete anything yet.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, because it's different things that the authors are saying, even if they're from the same paper.
Yeah.
It seems to me it makes sense to build up or talk about what the common errors are. And then later to talk about different pedagogies, but
okay.
As opposed to putting everything just into one big section.
I agree.
Me too.
And just to note, at the very last sentence that I wrote was, and I was, again, trying to make this a transitional, some transition to the next section, I said, noting the common errors plaguing students of statistics, how do educators reform their courses or approaches or teaching? And then I wrote, you know, I quoted the Soto's article that said, there's the need to present more empirical data on misconceptions, including the confusion between hypotheses and losing the conditional aspect of the p-value. And then future research could include identifying classroom activities. And then I don't know if the pedagogy goes after that or before that, or this could, even that concept could be at the beginning of mine if the pedagogy came first.
Well, again, we assess through assessment, we find common errors, and then we try to find solutions for dealing with the common errors. So it makes sense to me that it should be assessment, common errors, and then pedagogy, as opposed to assessment, pedagogy, and then common errors.
Yep.
Yeah, because that way we end with the solution, which is
mm-hmm.
we're bothering to read the paper.
Suggestions, I suppose.
I don't know about solutions, right?
Right. I typed up my student responses, and I just had to shake my head. I was like, I don't know where you guys were, but clearly not in my class. Some of the stuff they were coming up with. So,
mm-hmm.
who knows?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like your very last. Paragraph, Jennifer, sounds like something for a conclusion.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
It was 1:15 in the morning, too, and that was probably
it's
my conclusion. That was my conclusion, too.
But we can move pieces.
We can move things around after.
Yeah.
You know, we can move pieces within each section because when we're looking at it, it's no longer that as a section or Jennifer's section. It's just information that we're trying to move, even if it means, you know, one paragraph comes from one person and another paragraph comes from another person in the same section. Just as long as it has flow, it makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But you get it.
Good. I feel more confident, you know, I've never done this before, and I know you guys have, but finding another literature review and just looking at how they wrote theirs and just to get a feel.
Well, we have that big document. Is it the Soto's? We have a few of those that we've read were actual just plain lit reviews.
Okay.
I think Bob and they also had done one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll speak through our current.
We have some.
Now, Aisha, you'd mentioned that it would be a separate paper with the results. I was thinking that the literature review would be the first part of our paper, and then we would go into our methods, results, summary, or would that make it too long of a paper?
This is a pretty long literature review for a results-type paper, at least from
mm-hmm.
my experience. I thought we were going with a lit review paper because And again, this is just from my limited experience. When you're writing a paper about a result, the big part is the results and how it was done, the methods and so forth. And the intro lit review is, unless you're writing a thesis or something. Because this looks like it's going to fill out to be quite a few pages. Bob, do you have any suggestions on that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think you guys should. I think you guys are coming up with really good ideas and negotiating those ideas, and then I think you just have to try things and see how it looks to you.
Right.
The way I was thinking about it, I thought, this lit review would be one paper.
Right.
And then we would do another paper that kind of almost like takes off from there, but more on what are the misconceptions in understanding p-values that students have, and then we'll use our results of how we came up with identifying those misconceptions and how what we found matches what has been found before. And so what
yeah,
do you
that
suggest?
Was my thought too.
And then even a third paper that looks at whatever we come up with as here's an intervention that would help with understanding this concept, and
right.
then try it out and see what happens. The students actually improve.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, too? Do you know that the journal also has a section that is called what is it, from literature to practice or something like that, Bob?
Oh,
what is it?
Right, from theory to practice.
From
yep.
theory to practice or something where...
Yeah, DeSoto has a...
What's
Alejandro,
that?
Alejandro has written in that area
mm-hmm.
for that part of the journal. Yep.
Yeah, where you can actually, like, if... So some of these things that people are proposing in their ADZU section, we can actually take it and define it in some way and implement it. And then say, well, this person suggested that one way of counteracting this misconception is to use this method. We tried it. Here are the results, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So people. Mm-hmm.
Could someone remind me? Neonatus sent that great email that listed four possible papers we could do with this information. Do you remember around what time that was? I'm trying to find it in my... in my notes.
9/28.
Okay, so I could look in Blackboard. Oh, the email is 9/28.
Yeah. Do you want me just send it out to everyone again?
Aisha?
Uh-huh.
How do you keep those dates straight?
What's that?
I'm impressed that you have this date.
Looking at my email.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I'll send it back out to everybody. Right now.
You find it?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
You
one thing in my section, I was writing about statistical reasoning as sort of the introductory section, and I remember that we had one call, and I've got the minutes in front of me for that call. It was the September 25th, 2009 call, where the week before, the month before, Bob had asked us to come up with our own definition of what hypothesis testing was for. And I seem to recall that we'd come up to some sort of decision about what we all felt statistical reasoning was. Is that correct, or am I, dreaming, or?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember having that conversation, but I don't remember how far we took it.
Right.
And I think that we didn't decide on exactly one definition.
Okay. Then I'll take that out.
But we did use that to launch our questions that we came up with, maybe? Or, I don't remember.
Well, do we have to have because in that section we can actually talk about how other people define it. You know what I mean? And you can see the common elements of all definitions is...
Oh, yeah, I did include that. I just thought we had one. So what I'll do is I'll delete
that
note to myself. I'll delete it out of the paper. Okay.
And just a note, Georgette, that in a couple of my citations referred to statistical thinking also.
Okay.
So maybe
great.
I can pull in something from yours as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is exciting. I'm glad we got this together. I'm sorry for my own contributions and delays.
So what do we want to do about the assessment section? Do we want to just sit on it for a little bit and we go back and work on our own sections and then talk about the assessment section, or?
I'm not sure. What are we looking at in the assessment section? I just want some direction as to how to think about assessment.
Well, I was thinking about the RPAS and chaos and those sorts of things, just reporting on the types of things people have, the types of
tools that I've been used to assess this thing.
The type of instruments.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is that not what it was?
Yeah, because in RPAS, that's where we really we're really doing the same thing. It's a subset of that.
So just talking about the different instruments that are out there to assess, because even with the chaos test, right, there's a section, there's like a hypothesis testing subtest, right, Bob, or something like that.
Well, there's within chaos.
Yeah.
There's items that are
specifically right.
More related to hypothesis testing than other ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we can just look up to see if there are a few others. Maybe, I don't know if psychologists may have some, because they seem to have been doing research into this stuff before the actual statistician, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was just the instruments that are out there and available.
Okay. So it should be a short section then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We find, you know, a treasure trove of studies.
I think we do have to, I do think we need to put in our references and start building our references, because it's going to be pretty annoying to have to come back at the end and do all of those references.
Okay.
So maybe in addition to doing our section, we can type up our references. Does that seem feasible?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
idea.
And
should we just work in the Google Doc so we can all see it?
Yes. Especially since some of us are referring to the same article. So if we have it in Google Docs, someone else has already entered that information, then you're golden. You know, you
well, just make sure, double check to make sure that it's typed up right, like correct APA and that sort of reference is correct. So we'll be double and triple checking each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it's we've got 6 minutes left. So, do we want to clarify our goals, our next steps, and then set up a date for the next call?
Yes, please.
Let's start with the next call.
Okay.
So we're looking at February. I have Tuesdays with no classes this semester. So Tuesdays are good days for me. I don't know what you guys are looking at.
What day in February,
you know,
are we?
Yeah, February. I just thought that the Tuesdays are one of the days where they have the webinars, though, and I think we run into a conflict with that as far as the conference call.
At the moment, I have classes on Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 and 2. I'm going to miss the webinars, but anyway, I can meet in between those times. And additionally, my schedule might change because one of my colleagues is waiting to hear the results of some ginormous grant he's going to get, possibly, and then I'm going to be picking up his classes if that happens. But we could just wait till that happens. I just don't know yet.
Well,
but
what are we looking at?
How are if Tuesdays and Thursdays aren't good, what about Fridays? I don't know if we can just come up with a day that's better for all of us. I know Monday, Wednesdays I'm out as far as the afternoons.
Fridays are good for me.
I cannot commit to Fridays or Mondays at this point.
You can or cannot?
Cannot.
Okay.
Okay.
How does Thursdays look?
Thursdays work for me.
What was wrong with Tuesday? Or Georgette was unsure. Wouldn't it be the same as you with Thursday?
We can go ahead and just set up a time, and then if my schedule changes, then maybe we can change
because
it. But
it really will depend on the date for me, because some days we have stuff at night. So if what day are we looking at specifically?
What about Tuesday at 4?
Which Tuesday?
Tuesday the 8th, I'm sorry. Oh, no, that's not good for me. Wait, I forgot. We're going through accreditation that week. Otherwise, I can do Tuesdays. It's just that week we're going to be crazy. So
the 15th?
The 13th?
15th.
15th. At 4?
So 4 o'clock is 9 p.m., okay.
And it's 4.
I got to check my calendar. Hang on one second.
I can do 15th on that, just that one day. I have a meeting that I have a committee meeting.
Okay.
I can do the hour before. I can do it 3.
Oh, okay.
What do we have to do for next time? We need to clean our sections up. What else do we need to do?
The assessment piece. Are we doing
that? The assessment piece. Uh-huh.
Right. And then, we are going to discuss the data we collected in fall.
We have to type up our data, and we have to transcribe our interviews.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do, so it probably would make sense to have it later in February, for me at least.
Okay.
Can we try for the 22nd?
Yep.
Because that's a lot to do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think we looked at February and maybe even into the next call for the transcription of the interviews. Like, we need to, that might even be,
so
you know, looking at the data.
Should we just type up then and then leave the transcription for March?
That sounds good to me. I think that we're not going to be able to fit it all into the next call anyway.
Right.
Okay. So the 22nd, and is it 3?
That was 4?
3.
20, is that a Thursday?
It is a Tuesday, the 22nd. Oh, this is just Thursday.
Hold on.
The only problem is that might conflict with one of the webinars. Don't they do the activities?
From 2 to
3. The 2nd and
30.
At what time?
2 to 3, isn't
it? Yeah, but Narazu couldn't do 4 on the 15th. Narazu, can you do 4 o'clock on the 22nd?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we can do 4 o'clock.
That's perfect.
Okay, and who's the organizer for next time?
I am.
Okay.
So I'm the organizer for the next one. Georgette is the moderator. Jennifer is the synthesizer, and Aisha is the recorder.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And this is...
So February 22nd, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. We are going to work on the assessment piece. We're going to
add references.
Hold on.
Add references.
Mm-hmm. And then cleaning up our own sections.
Mm-hmm. And start to discuss the data. Do we want to have something more firm about the data, like exactly what we want to do with it?
Can we just at least have it typed up?
I kind of
maybe if we can type
like
it up and then
before.
To the next meeting, we can finish up the transcription and actually talk about the data, because it took us so long to go through the paper today. I'm assuming we'll take all of February again to go through it, or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe we should put off, you know, the data, just looking at the data for March, and then that's what we'll just do in March.
Can you repeat that? Answer? You're breaking up.
I was saying typing up the data and transcribing the interviews. Maybe we should put that off to March.
Okay. So for next time, you just want to do...
Yeah, assessment piece, clean up our sections, and add references.
Add reference and assessment piece. Oh, I'm fine with that. I mean...
Okay.
Sounds good.
Great.
You guys are doing a great job, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's impressive how you guys negotiate things and... Think it through. I don't have to say anything.
I'm pretty impressed, too, because we all have very strong personalities. So.
Yes. Well, it probably helps you're not in the same room, see?
Yeah, ladies, wait till May.
Oh, and Georgia, you're going to submit the abstract, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
that's on, I have it right here in big letters.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, y'all.
Wonderful.
You guys take care.
Take care.
And have
bye.
A good night. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.